This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the D and D, with Jennifer Horn, the J and J, the Victoria V for Victory, Victoria Keelan, DJ V, the clean radio machine. How do you do? Having a wonderful day. I hope you're having a good day as well. Coming up, people in the news. First, though, the big story from Framingham, my hometown today. Is the two?
I love these Framingham stories.
I know, from the Framingham News Blog.
I know, I can't believe it.
Two middle school boys yesterday ate edible marijuana on the school bus and became ill.
Uh-oh.
The boys ingested the marijuana not on school property. They became very ill. They went to the hospital and apparently were all right last night. There were other students on the bus that ate the edibles that didn't get sick, apparently. So now I want to know, and so does everybody else, where the edibles came from. The suspicion is that parents of these children had edible marijuana at home. The children knew they were where the cake was, and so they ate it. Apparently, the parents of the children who got sick were investigated or interviewed. I don't know if investigated is the right word. Interviewed by the police. And, I don't, you know, under the, let's cut through all of the mustard here. My sister and I had a discussion which turned into an argument. I had dinner at her house, when did I come back? Monday, so Sunday night. I had dinner at her house, and she was talking, and I know she's a former school teacher at the school where these kids were going. And she said, what did you think, how did you vote? No, the question was, how did you vote? We were talking about the presidential campaign, and we got off onto other things. Did you vote for medical, for, what do we call it? Not casual marijuana, but recreational.
Marijuana.
Right. And I said, yeah, I did. And she looked at me with scorn, and meanwhile, her daughter looked at me and smiled. And she said, why? I said, because I think that the stuff is better legally obtained, because people are going to get it. It ought to be sold legally, taxed, and then you use the money to take care of the people who are going to smoke it anyway. Oh, no, this is terrible. And she went, and then she sends me, well, the reason I know what's going on is because she sent me an email last night saying, see, this is why I don't want to see marijuana legalized, referencing these two kids. So what I take away from this is the adults, hello, who's in charge at your house? Not the children, let's hope, anyway. But the parents obviously had it around to use. They wanted to eat it. And it didn't just appear. The kids didn't go buy it. You can't really buy it that way anyway. This was a lesson for a lot of parents, it would seem to me, who are using this stuff. In what respect, I guess I would ask this of all of us. Would you lose respect for your parents if you knew they smoked the wacky weed? Jennifer, if your father lit up a joint at work, what would you say?
Yes, to be honest, and I know that there's going to be no's from other people on the show, and I totally understand, and it's cool. If my parents, and my mom has, by the way, and you
I
know,
can't
not
even
just
imagine your father, but I
yeah, not
imagine,
just but. Not just 20 years ago, my mom has. Like, I mean, my mom has, and yeah, there's something about it that makes me think, ugh. It seems weird for it's it, that's it, you know, when you look up to your parents, you just want them to be perfect, and so there you go.
Right. Yep. All right. So that
my reason for saying no, it wouldn't bother me, is because my parents were so conservative when I was growing up that now as an adult, it's nice to see them kind of loosen up, and so I would find them more relatable.
But do they?
No. Oh God, no. Oh my God, no. Never.
All right, Kara, you're in the hot seat now. What about your folks?
I think I would just be really surprised because my parents barely even drink. I mean, growing up, if I saw them have a beer, maybe with, you know, popcorn while watching TV, like, once a week, that was it, really. When we have, like, family get-togethers, they don't really drink at all. So if they were smoking, and they've never smoked cigarettes, so I think I would just be very surprised because they've never really partaken in anything like that.
Mm-hmm. As a parent, what would your advice be? Or let's, I guess I'm thinking this through. You know, the kids are going to find this stuff. So what do? How do you handle it? Kids find you with pot in the house? Do you talk to your children about it? Yes?
It's so hard not to because it's so prevalent. I mean,
yeah.
That's just what I, like, when I say, gosh, I'd be a little bit disappointed in my parents, I feel like I would be attacked because I feel like my opinion is not the popular one. Because I think most people have just accepted it as a part of life now and, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And I mean, so I think you have no choice. I mean, I think the responsible thing to do is talk to your kids about it because it's just... I mean, it's everywhere. It's like alcohol. People talk to their kids about alcohol, and they should.
Right.
No.
So I would just treat it as alcohol. Same thing. You're not old enough to drink. You're not old enough to smoke pot. I mean, and if it's in the house, then, you know, you don't go and steal from the liquor cabinet, although I did when I was in high school, and I think every kid does. But, you know.
I didn't.
Well, every kid does. But, you know. Okay, well, you're perfect.
No, I'm not. I was far from perfect, but I never... I saw what it did to my mother, and it was...
Oh, well.
It literally, it scared me. What alcohol... could do. When I saw how what it did to my mother, even as a youngster, it scared me. And I've been afraid of it ever since, frankly.
Yeah, I feel like, Jen, you would agree with this. I was pretty straight-laced growing up, and so I feel like for you, like the legality of it is kind of a big thing. And so I guess the same way, depending where you live, if you're talking to your kids, you know, you would say, okay, well, you can't drink because you're not 21. I guess it would be the same thing, depending where you are. Okay, we can't smoke because it's
you're
not legal.
18.
Yeah,
right?
Or you're not.
And that
18,
totally worked for me, by the way. You said it was against the law. I'm like, okay. Don't want to break the law. Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want my mother and dad yelling at me. That was a deterrent. Not a deterrent anymore for most people, but that's a deterrent. Okay, interesting. Here is a question. When does no, N-O, spell yes, Y-E-S? N-O, in this circumstance, created by Mother Nature as nitric oxide. N-O is yes. You want to say yes to getting your blood flowing. N-O, nitric oxide, commands the blood vessels to relax so they can expand. That reduces your blood pressure, increases circulation, and gets oxygen to your entire body so you can get blood into your muscles, into your brain, into every single part of your body. This is the point that I think is most compelling when we're talking about if there's an argument for using superbeets, this is it. This is an indispensable nutrient that is present in your mother's milk. It ensures growth and development with a strong immune system. And it goes on and on through your life. So by the time you get into your 40s, that stuff kind of gets weak. And you need to enhance it like Jennifer does, like Victoria does, like Kara does, like I do. Superbeets is the best way to get dietary nitrates to support healthy blood flow, circulation, and blood pressure. So if you want to get in on the Superbeets deal, call this number, 800-655-4183. Feel better all the time. This is an all-natural way. There's nothing, no caffeine, nothing in there that'll jazz you up like those monster drinks or a cup of coffee or anything like that. This is the pure goodness of Mother Nature in Superbeets. 800-655-4183. All right, ladies, am I convincing? Am I making people?
Yeah, very.
Convincing. Very convincing. Listen to that. What do you expect me to tell you? No, Doug, this is a terrible spot. Actually, no, I think this
Was I convincing and telling you that you're convincing?
No, you're just not convinced at all. Get a... when you order your first supply of Super Beats...
Then you'll be convinced, because that's the real convincing part.
Yeah, it really is. This, I mean, you can listen to us yak about this forever. I'm just telling you what the benefits are, and now here's how you get it. You call 800-655-4183, or better yet, go online to Doug... LikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You get a free book called Beat the Odds. You get free shipping when you tell them you're listening to Doug and Jen and Victoria. All in all, a great product with a money-back guarantee that it will work just as we say it will, and it does. Otherwise, these guys wouldn't be saying, I couldn't pay these people enough money to say something that they don't believe in. I could try, but it wouldn't work. So I'm not having to do that. This is it. It's Super Beats. Get all the benefits. 800-655-4183. Or go online to order. You'll like what you see at DougLikesBeats.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, some people names, or at least one unique name, here is Brett Eldridge, who was on vacation in the Bahamas yesterday and found a fairly large snake as he got ready to go to the bathroom in the toilet. So what happened after that, Jen?
He took a video, of course, because what else do you do when you see a snake in the toilet?
A snake in the toilet, yeah.
I have to tell you what, this is one of my biggest fears, and if I saw a snake coming out of the toilet, and this was not a little snake, this was a, no joke, huge snake,
yeah.
I would be a marathon superstar, and I'd run my butt all the way back to the airport and fly home and never go back again. Oh, my gosh.
Watching the video now. He's basically stuck a wood pole in the toilet, and the snake is wrapped around it, and then he walks out with it. But the pole is only like 4 feet long, so that snake is right next to him.
Not
and
enough.
What kind of a snake was it? Do we know?
Some sort of a black water snake, I guess. I mean, obviously it came in from the toilet, so.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
No. I couldn't believe that he got it all wrapped around the stick, and then when he was walking it slowly from the bathroom through the bedroom, he was in a big, like, hotel suite. What happens if it fell off the stick in the middle of the floor? Like, it was not a well-thought-out plan, Brett.
But he's a country boy, and this is what we do, right?
Country boy gets snakes.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But whenever, the Caribbean, Florida even, the Caribbean, wherever people flush snakes down the toilet when they don't want them, or little alligators. I always think, you know, especially on the ground floor of a building, that you're going to sit down and one of these things is going to come up and bite you in the butt. And come on, be honest, folks. Many of you think the same way.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. It's my most irrational fear.
I always check the toilet before I plop
check
down.
Check your butt before leaving the toilet.
Exactly.
21 after the hour.
I want to be a water, a water. When you're searching the horizon.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My alarm clock is a radio. 95.5 gets me ready to go. I'm heading to my job, drinking coffee strong, and I'm doing it to country songs. Around 05:30, my buddies and I hit the watering hole, 'cause the whistles are dry, drinking beer, shooting pool. Man, you can't go wrong doing it to country songs.
Blake Shelton.
Country songs, I like.
I love him. His Old Red, a multi-level entertainment venue named after a song that he brands as his signature hit, projected to open in Nashville in April of next year. We're already talking about 2018. We're just going into 2017.
Thank you.
So the venue looks like it'll include a bar, Jennifer, an event site, a rooftop restaurant, right in the middle of Nashville, a couple of blocks from the Ryman Auditorium, which is where the Grand Ole Opry is seen and heard during the winter. Ryman is going to invest $20 million in the project, which will incorporate his Twitter-savvy persona and a tech-friendly game plan that includes him checking in once in a while with customers at the place.
Which is cool.
Yeah,
totally cool. Facebook Live. Hey, can you picture him doing that too?
Hey.
Like, yeah, it's so perfect for him.
Hey.
Because, I mean, look, I've never met the guy. Well, actually, I think I did once, but it was a long time ago when he still had the long hair. He's really, you know, he's somebody who gets it, and he doesn't seem like he's afraid to go into a crowd of people and just start talking. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he seems to rescue someone every other weekend.
All
in
the
Oklahoma.
Time, right?
Yeah. So if you think the guy who runs Ryman Hospitality, if you think about brands like Planet Hollywood 15 years ago, they exploded in popularity with the belief that Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to walk in. They served bad food.
Right.
Arnold never showed up, and the brand went into the toilet.
Totally true.
Yeah, you saw their footprints, and you're like, okay, enough of this. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So he says, this isn't going to be that way. We'll have great food, great beverages, and we're going to make sure that Blake's persona is central to the business. He's right about that. They overpromised at Planet Hollywood and didn't give you anything. It was
right.
A waste of time. I went to a couple of them. They were awful. And the food really did.
Well, yeah, it was terrible.
Horrible. Yeah.
And, you know, Hard Rock has sort of, I don't know if Hard Rock is quite as quality-centric as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. You might be right about that. You never hear people talking much about it. Let's see. This is like Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. Alan Jackson has a branded restaurant and facility as well. Let's see here. Who else has
Dirk Bentley and John Rich? I mean, they've got a lot of celebrities who are opening places up or already have places in Nashville.
Toby Keith has a bunch of restaurants, too. I love this bar. He's got a chain of them.
There's the Johnny Cash Museum there, the George Jones Museum, the Sun Diner for Sun Records. Oh, my God. Well, Johnny Cash, ladies and gentlemen. Crack that up. Listen to that guitar. Isn't that great?
I find
see him
very, very easy to be
doing his performance.
I find
he was an entertainer.
When he stays through.
All right, so anyway, that's Blake Shelton's story. Keith Urban in the music news today. For only the third time, one single reigns simultaneous on all four of the country charts. Let's see. Blue Ain't Your Color. In the Hot Country Song category, Country Airplay category, Country Digital Song Sales, and Country Streaming.
Wow. That's about it.
That's pretty much. You got the whole thing covered. Keith invents and reinvents himself like few others do, said the chairman of the Nashville group, Mike Dungan. Blue Ain't Your Color is simply the latest exclamation point in his career.
I'm like a pretty good kind song of falling for Keith Urban. I like his music more and more.
Yeah, it's a good song. I like this too. It's 28 past the hour.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips.
Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as 1.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
My friends, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara is my friend as well. I'm Doug Steffen here, your friend, on the radio and in podcasts and all over the place. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, GCN Live, CRN Digital, Radio America, DougSteffen.com. Well, we're trying to fix that. We blew up DougSteffen.com to make something new and better. One would hope. Or it died of its own. Well, natural recourse.
Natural causes.
All right. Let's get to Biff and Biff. We'll be talking about New Year's resolutions again. How are you doing with yours? I'm doing these every couple of days just to remind you that, yes, hello, you made New Year's resolutions. Are you sticking to them? Or are you breaking them already?
This is the toughest week because last week everybody's like gung-ho, and then this is the week where reality starts to set in and the Christmas tree's put away, and you're like, am I really going to stick to it or not?
Yeah. I saw when I brought Megan and Miles back home last night, it was so sad, this Christmas tree upside down in one of those waste things.
Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Upside down. Oh, it's terrible. Jeepers, girl.
Or like when you take down the live Christmas tree and like the next day all you see are like just like one random needle or a piece
of tinsel. Looking at my tree.
And then Megan with her typical, my daughter has a huge laugh. Like a teaser, she's got a horse laugh. She reminded me of the years when I first started coming out here and not being around at Christmas, when they were still younger, we put up a Christmas tree, and the Christmas tree would stay in the house till April.
Yeah, and it was a live Christmas tree. It's a wonderful.
It was pretty dead by the time we got to April, I'll tell you that. Had to open up the window and get it. I actually brought a chainsaw into the house, and I cut the branches off of it. And I learned the hard way the first year. Not that after that, I put a big sheet underneath it so that when you chopped everything up, this because after it had been sitting in the house for 4 months, it was pretty dry. And so that's a Christmas experience to remember.
Things not to do with Dougie Stephan.
Right, exactly. All right. The soccer world is expanding, apparently. They're going to now have 48 national teams. One of the first moves by the new... Do we decide whether it was FIFA or FIFA yet?
It's FIFA.
FIFA.
Yeah.
All right.
That's been
so now
decided
there are 36 teams. You know why they're doing this? Guess why they're doing this. Take a guess.
Ladies? Because soccer is popular?
Yes, and then what happens when something's popular?
They make money on it.
Ah! Amazing how that happens, isn't it? Last year, the soccer organization took in $1 billion in revenue, and they figure if they add another dozen teams in the next 10 years, they can make that the profit number. So they take in $1 billion in revenues, but they figure if they keep expanding it, they can make $1 billion profit. What about that? Who here actually watches soccer? Anybody at all?
I do.
Do you? How much?
Not regularly.
That's because Lou is a sports guy, though.
Oh, my God. No, he hates soccer. I played soccer my whole life. If you do that one more time, I'm going to reach through the microphone and strangle you.
Nah.
No, I love soccer, and I've played my whole life. So I don't tend to watch so much of the women's soccer, I don't know why, but I watch a lot of the men's stuff and the Champions League in the UK and stuff like that. And, of course, the World Cup.
All right, so interested what you thought about that. So here's the latest from the City of Angels, where Jennifer and I reside part of the time here. She's here all the time, and she's happy when she hears these stories about the high-profile lawsuits. Yesterday it was announced that in order to end litigation brought by grieving families and disability rights groups and people who have been wrongfully convicted of crimes, the city... had spent apparently up to $100 million in the last 10 years paying off these lawsuits. There's even a lawsuit. Somebody sued the city for tripping on a buckling sidewalk at Hollywood and Vine or somewhere up in there.
Why not?
Well, why not?
It's your chance.
You fix
make
the street,
money.
For God's sakes. Right? Is that so difficult to do?
Yeah. I mean, look, they should fix the street, but we should also watch where we're going. I mean, I trip all the time, and I'm not, taking up a lawsuit against everybody where I trip. I mean, come on.
Well, but under the circumstances, you're reasonable, and some of these people are not. Every other ad that you see on buses out here, either in English or Spanish, is for the lawyer that wants to sue either the employer or he wants to sue your insurance company for having an accident in your car, or, that's the way people think. Accidentes. 888-888-888.
Yeah, call 8. My friend and colleague from the show that I do here in Los Angeles, Brian Whitman, noticed something very, I couldn't believe it took me all this time to figure it out. Did you notice that when buses have those call 888 for a bus accident billboards, they always put it on the back of the bus?
Right.
Shouldn't that be on the front of the bus so as the bus is running you over, you can quickly jot down the phone number?
No, as you crash into the back of the bus, you gotta have that. Need to have that there.
Seems a little backwards, but you know.
Right. All right, Monica Crowley in the news today. Monica Crowley, was she supposed to have some kind of a job with the Trump people?
She's working under Michael Flynn.
Really? Apparently, yesterday, HarperCollins said it will stop selling her book because there are 50 instances of plagiarism in the book.
Not know that till right now?
That's a very good question. Somebody didn't look at it. The book was out 4 years ago, I think, wasn't it? The Bleep Just Happened is the name of the book. A lot of stuff lifted from columnists and news reports and other think tanks. The book, which has reached the end of its natural sales cycle anyway, will no longer be offered for purchase, say the people at HarperCollins. So is this just a way to take a shot at her because some people don't like her and give her a black eye?
They're leaving it open that they'll pick her book up again if she fixes all of her source material. So they left it open for her, and they said, you know, she can go in and correct whatever her source material was, and then we'll go from there. So they're not saying that they're getting rid of it forever, which a lot of headlines were misleading.
Right. Yeah. It's gone.
Like,
of
yeah,
course, the news.
Yeah. It's not on the banned book list or anything like. They're not burning copies of it. I mean, they just said there's obviously some issues here, and she needs to fix.
Oh, let's burn a few copies just for fun. What the heck?
Yeah.
How many people remember?
I wonder how that doesn't get checked through. I mean, don't they have software or something where they run like plagiarism checks? I thought I've heard about that. I don't know. Apparently she also plagiarized her dissertation at Columbia. That also came out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, college professors at least always tell you that they have software that they can figure out that you're plagiarizing. Maybe it's not real. Maybe they're just doing it to scare
like
you.
Like the red dye in the pool?
Yeah.
Right. It follows you around.
It's going to turn red.
Former Senator Alphonse D'Amato. How many people remember him?
Well, I do as a New Yorker.
Right.
I don't.
Sorry.
He's a Republican, Jen.
Like Carl.
I don't know everyone. Like, contrary to popular belief,
there
are like four that I have not learned yet.
He got tossed off of a flight from Fort Lauderdale yesterday. The plane was supposed to leave at 1:40. Didn't leave until 8 o'clock at night,
which is awful.
The pilots informed passengers that 10 of them had to get off, but not get off, but had to move to the back of the plane to do the weight distribution thing. So it had to have been a smaller plane. And the passenger, one of the passengers, Layla Darmalina, said six passengers refused. The captain wasn't doing anything about it because there was all kinds of hubbub, but nobody was going to move to the back of the plane. So then she said that D'Amato got up, confronted the people that refused, and told the captain to just pick people and move them. He called the people idiots, said the captain needs to grow some balls, so they kicked him off the plane. After being told the deplane video taken by the passengers show that D'Amato attempted to rally the passengers, stand up and get off with him. Stand up for what's right and walk out with me. If you don't, then what do you stand for? He was then thrown off the plane by the sheriff.
So he's had a good day.
Yeah, had a great day. And then so JetBlue was smart enough to apologize to him. He said the guy from JetBlue said that his crew overreacted. And then D'Amato apologized for speaking his mind. Anyway, but, you know, you sit around and wait for 6, 7, 8 hours.
Right.
Your patience
yeah.
could be tested somewhere.
I can't even blame the guy. Flying is so unpleasant right now, and people are idiots. He's right.
Yeah. A lot of the people that are, like the stewardess the other day, they confronted the lady and husband who had the baby screaming, and they bought a 3 first-class tickets, and she wanted to sit him in the back of the plane. Good for you. It was that, I think I was on Delta. All right. We have 43 past the hour in a moment. We're going to talk about those pesky New Year's resolutions again, keeping you focused on them. This is about focus. Stand by.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
44 after the hour, let's welcome in Dr. Mia Finkelstein, who is a board-certified family doctor, 20 years of experience practicing at MedStar Physician Partners, St. Clement's Medical Care in Maryland. She is here to talk about some of those resolutions, those health-based resolutions that you are not doing as well as you ought to. A lot of people make these, Dr. Finkelstein, and they break them. So you have some ideas and strategies for having people stay healthy. Let's get to that. And welcome. Glad to have you here.
Okay, thank you for having me on your show. So I usually tell my patients who I see through Live Health Online that it really shouldn't be about new resolutions, but instead think about it as if you're updating your life in a more manageable way. You know, I find that people, as you're alluding to, you know, set themselves up for failure by, thinking they need this total transformation, when in reality, maybe they can just incorporate something simple into their daily routine or something that they're already doing. Maybe they can do it better. You know, for example, you know, you want to eat healthier foods. Well, what about a handful of nuts on a daily basis? We know that's good for you. Or eating those green leafy vegetables more consistently. When it comes to sleep, which we also know is very good for your health, try to get regular sleep. You know, make that a goal. I bet you will look better and feel better because of it. And then, of course, there's exercise, which is probably top on everybody's resolution list. But I think we need to face the fact that not everybody likes going to the gym and not everybody gets to the gym on a daily basis. So learn some ways that you can maybe, you know, get some exercise at home. For instance, I talk a lot about floor exercises and using your own body weight to maintain your strength while you're developing balance and flexibility, which are wonderful things for your health. So, you know, really just trying to make you feel less guilty when you don't do the things that you set out to do and be a little more realistic about it.
I'm more realistic. I'm an exerciser and doing more of it all the time. But you know what goes along with it is stretching. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. If you're going to do a lot of really serious work on your body, you better know how to stretch it out, because otherwise there are things that can get hurt, right? If you're really going to be serious about all this.
Yep, that's a good point. Absolutely. You want to stretch things out. That's right.
What's Live Health Online? You mentioned Live Health Online. What's that?
Well, Live Health Online is an ability to have a live video visit with the use of your smartphone, a tablet, or a computer with a webcam, and you can connect on your terms, you know, when it's convenient for you, with a U.S. boarded certified doctor like myself or a licensed therapist, again, when it's convenient for you. And the doctors who use Live Health Online can help with common ailments and questions that you may have about your health. For instance, this time of year, we're starting to see a lot of people calling with flu symptoms or cold symptoms. The stomach bug has been around, eye infections, as well as skin infections, to name a few. And then we can diagnose or help diagnose, come up with a treatment plan, and in most states, even write a prescription if needed. We always, you know, will recommend that you print out a copy of that note to bring to your primary care physician. But it's a great, very convenient tool to use. And, of course, before you use it, you need to register for Live Health Online. So that's one way you can stay on track with some of your resolutions, is to register now, maybe while you're well, so that when you do get sick, or if you go on a trip, let's say, and someone in your family gets sick, you have it already, and literally with a click of the button, you can connect with a doctor of your choice. Live video. We are available 365 days of the year, 24/7, including holidays. So we tend to be there when your doctor isn't. And some of the upcoming things that are in the works for 2017 through Live Health Online are exciting and can help you stay on track as well. For instance, we have a weight management platform now coming up where you'll be able to connect with a registered dietitian or a licensed nutritionist, as well as some breastfeeding support with certified lactation consultants. So much coming in the future.
Yeah, there's this whole business about having a good, strong immune system, enhancing your immune system, is something else that I think people ought to. It's about being preventative and smart.
Absolutely.
And it looks to me like you can find that Live Health Online. And the website is it livehealthonline.com?
That is correct. For more information, go there and make 2017 the year that you have your first telemedicine visit.
There you go. Telemedicine, man, there we go. We're off running for the new year. Mia, thank you. Dr. Mia Finkelstein is here with some ideas. It's livehealthonline.com for you to figure out how to use. Get one more app on your smartphone, 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I think.
I mean, it's beautiful, but I don't know that I would be able to recognize it.
Yep. Is that the movie, would you say, Chuck Curry, our movie man, that put Tom Hanks on the map?
Well, yes. I mean, that was a huge film in his career.
Yeah.
That movie was extremely popular, made a ton of money, and he's great in it. I wanted to play that music because I'm hoping that Tom Hanks' performance as Sully is not forgotten come Oscar time, because I thought that was really good work.
I agree with you. Yeah, I was just thinking about that and how they dyed his hair white. He looked the part of Sully. That's a very good movie. If you haven't seen it, you probably can get it on Netflix or you can go rent it. But it's really a very good movie. I agree with you 100%.
And you know what's interesting in retrospective? In 1990, when Forrest Gump won the Oscar for Best Picture, The Shawshank Redemption came out that year, also was nominated, did not win. A lot of people, you know, feel in 2020 hindsight that Shawshank would have been a better pick in its legacy to win the Oscar for Best Picture. I think so, too, but Forrest Gump was a really good movie also.
All right, so you got to know that there were problems at the Golden Globes when you see some of the biggest headlines include Kristen Bell wore butt pads to the Golden Globes. Yeah, it wasn't a lot going on.
To be honest with you.
You never noticed?
No, I didn't notice that, no.
Oh, well,
I guess I wasn't. You had to be in the room to know that.
Apparently, yes. All right, so Chuck Curry's here. Movie Man with movie news coming up right after these words.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business. Brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, we have Chuck Curry with this with some movie news. I saw something that some of the news media is trying to make something out of. Natalie Portman, apparently in an interview, said that she got paid one-third as much as Ashton Kutcher did in the film in 2011 that she was called No Strings Attached.
Yeah.
So why are they making a big deal out of this? It was 5 years ago.
She's probably claiming that she should have been paid equal to what he got in that film.
She should have been paid equal if she had an equal role, but why work on this now?
Well, she did. I'm not. I don't know the background of it, but she pretty much did have an equal role to him in that film. I guess the way it works is the studio, whoever puts the deal together, probably pays the actor or actress the most money who feels they're going to bring in the biggest box office. And I guess at the time they felt that Kushner had more appeal to moviegoers than she did. But
either that, I wouldn't go public with it. I'd go back to my agent and say, hey, what's the story here, Fred?
But on the flip side, on a movie like Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence gets top billing, and I have a feeling that she made more money than Chris Pratt, although they both did very well on that movie.
All right, what else you got, Jerry?
Just some superhero news. Ben Affleck assuring fans that he will write and direct the solo Batman movie over at Warner Brothers titled The Batman. His newest film, Live by Night, which opens on Friday, surprisingly getting more negative reviews than positive, just currently 33% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Why would you be surprised? You look at the trailer? The trailer's horrible. It's just nothing but shoot 'em up, kill everybody, crashes. It deserves a lousy review. It's a sucky movie. Looks terrible.
Well, the more serious fare come Oscar time here certainly gets hurt at the box office by negative reviews. There's no doubt about that. That's why La La Land getting rave reviews, doing fantastic.
Yeah, that's not going to do it. That's not going to be an Oscar contender, that movie. Come on. All right, Chuck Curry is here. He's here every day.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.